I think we try to do different things each week, and whatever you see on film that might work, try to put it in there and make it a part of the game plan. I wish I'd have hit a few of them. Fake reverse on the first play would have been a nice one to start the game with, but I think we really made the plays when we needed to. And we were down four in the third quarter and responded and made some great plays offensively and defensively. They really stepped up, so it was a great team win.
Tom, on your personal satisfaction level, to come into a game hyped up like this, to set a career high, where would it rank for you on your own satisfaction level?
It's really early in the season, and the reality is it's a win on the road, and we're 6-0, which, hey, I'm as happy as hell about that. But anytime we're winning, I'm doing just fine. And the season really doesn't start till after Thanksgiving anyway, so we're trying to win as many of these games we can, establishing depth and continue to get better each week. So guys really stepped it up today. Some guys that went out with injuries and other guys really stepped in and made some great plays and roles that they really haven't had to make. So that was great to see.
At this point, though, do you say, let's see, that's 5 touchdown passes. I don't think I've ever done that in a game before.
I don't do that. I just kind of keep plugging along. I really look at it as each play as an individual play. And if coach asks me to, make a throw on third down in the red area, and it's a touchdown, great. If we run it in, great. Touchdowns are really not very important to me. I think winning the game is what's most important. Getting the team in the end zone and making first downs. And there's a lot that goes into playing quarterback. And when you win, I think that's the most satisfying thing, more so than throwing a touchdown pass.
Tom, be that as it may, you're chasing Peyton Manning's record. I mean, still, given that fact, I mean, does that mean anything to you at this point, that you have a chance now with this offense going like this to maybe smash his record in one season?
I haven't thought about it at all, really. I don't set my goals like that, and that's not what our team's all about. So yeah, I'd love to set plenty of team records. I think those individual records, they're all based on opportunities you get. So hey, what's the difference if you throw it in from 1 yard line or run it in? To me, it doesn't make a difference. It's just a touchdown for offense, and that's really what I get excited about.
What does Wes Welker mean to this offense? And a lot of times, how is he not the primary? Because he's just the guy that happens to be opening the progressions.
He does. I think on one of his touchdown passes, the one that he split the two defenders, they double covered him. And he split him and he ran right by him. So he's a threat anytime he's out there. He's very elusive. He's very quick. He's very smart. And he makes a lot of guys miss. And we saw that on a bunch of third downs today where he's eluding tacklers and getting as many yards as he can. He's a huge part of this offense.
Jim, talk about the long touchdown pass to Dante Stallworth. It looked like you two were doing the jitterbug while the Dallas secondary was doing the Charleston.
Is that right? I don't know what the hell that means, but it was a great route, and it's easy to throw it when he's that wide open.
Tom, you great question. You had a lot of success on third down. What do you attribute that to today?
Third down is always something we put a lot of emphasis on. It was a great play calling. I think once we kind of figured out what they were trying to do to us, I thought we adjusted and did some very positive things. I think it's great routes by the receivers and great protection. It's a challenge in down distance. They kind of know you're throwing, and it's a lot of man coverage, and they scheme a bunch of things up to try to get you off the field. So
that
was a big part of the game.
Did Randy at any point say this game meant more to him at all to you during practice at all this week?
Like I said, this is the 6th game of the year, and it's another step in the process. So I think we're going to look at it like that. And like I said, hopefully we continue to make improvements, and,
Tom, they
long,
didn't,
long way
they
to
didn't
go.
Know you were throwing. How were you able to throw so effectively when for 3 quarters you really didn't run very effectively?
Yeah.
It goes against conventional football wisdom.
Sure. I think the receivers were getting open, and the line was protecting, and they threw some different things at us early. That it was a tough environment to play in. It was very loud. The communication was difficult, but the team really rallied when we needed to. We settled in there in the third quarter and executed much better, I think, than we did in the early parts of the game. So, last question, guys. I got to get going.
At the end of the game, it was decided. You guys, the outcome was decided. You chose to go in for another touchdown, and after that, you reacted as more emotionally than you did in any of the other touchdowns that I saw you. What was behind that, and should the Cowboys not take that as an insult?
Not take that as an insult. I don't know. I'd probably ask them. Great question. I'm out of here.